máquinas.
Good afternoon. It is now 4 p.m., and I call to order the workshop of the Apalachicola City Commission. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. If you would, please stand for the invocation and pledge of allegiance. Gracious Father, we come before you to say thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. Lord, we ask that you will grant wisdom, knowledge, understanding. God, give us the grace and the guidance to do the will of your people, but most importantly, to do your will, God. And we thank you in advance. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
So today we are here in this workshop to discuss elements of the African American Museum. For the record, there are no public members present, so we will turn this part of the agenda over to Mr. Harmon.
There it is. Okay. Good afternoon, commissioners and staff. Thank you for having us again. My name is Brett Hammond. I'm with the Hammond Design Group Architects. We come before you today to discuss brick colors for the museum. The reason it becomes important is obviously the different colors of brick. There's a cost affecting with those various things, and we wanted to have that, so when we wanted to have it specified in the documents so that when you get your base bid, you know, there's no question, they don't come back and say we need a change order for a different style brick. with it today, we're going to show you different colored options. Banding, you know, when we, the first, back when we did the original concepts, for the museum, we were asked to try to match the brick on the museum elevations. That's not difficult. That brick is painted. So it would only be a matter of any color, any brick, and then painting over top of it. But since we've moved in sort of the more modern style building, there was discussion about the possibility of going with different colored bricks to kind of move it to a more modern approach since we're doing a takeoff from that. Next slide, please, Travis. This is what you're going to see today. We have a couple brick that we don't actually have representational samples of. We tried to get our best to try to get manufacturers to send them. They are somewhat reticent to do it at times. Obviously, there's a cost associated with it for the one-time term. But anyway, we're going to talk about blue iron spot, brown brick, an orange brick, and sort of a silver-colored brick going on. Next slide. these are just some of the options. This is assuming we use the blue iron spot. And the blue iron spot, if you've ever been to Tallahassee and you've been to the City Hall of Tallahassee, those are blue iron spot brick on that City Hall to give you an idea of the color. It's a much darker, richer color than you typically see in red brick. It is a more expensive brick, there's no doubt about it, but it gives you kind of that blue. These colors are representational. We pull them off of the website for all the brick to try to show you as close as possible in the elevations of what those brick are. And then we see the actual idea of doing banding in a differing color. We do show banding in the early images of that, so we thought that we'd try to break the color barriers up with the blue spot and then banding. So next slide, please. This gives you more of a close-up view if you were going to be entering the front entrance of the actual physical museum. And again, that is the blue iron spot. I apologize. We don't have a physical sample for you to touch and feel. I mean, I honestly believe samples are incredibly important for people to physically see that. But we had trouble getting the manufacturer to send that. So that was the blue iron spot using with a lighter brick as a banding inside, so like a silver or something in it for that. But the whole point today is to hopefully to narrow down and have you all say, we like this view. Because what we'd like to do is just finish up the drawings and get them ready and put them on the street to help you bid it so we can get the building under construction for you. Get the idea. Next slide, please. This is using a brown brick, which is a little bit different. So, you know, again, we don't actually have a specific color for this one using a red brick band. But we do have some browner brick to show you. Again, part of it is trying to get the computer to match the actual sample colors, too. So we got as close as we can get. But again, there's some difficulty in trying to match those. Next slide, please. This, of course, is, again, using a brown brick with a red banding throughout as you're entering the front door. Next slide, please. This, Miss Val asked for a green brick. Now, again, the only green brick we could find, most of you have probably seen them. They are glazed brick. And they are an expensive brick. But we did look to see if we could find a glazed brick for you to kind of give you some sort of a representation. We used it as a banding. It gets really, really loud if you try to use it as a field. So what we tried to do was do sort of an orange brick with a green glazed banding. That also helps in trying to cut down the cost and try to simplify your costs. But I don't know where the green kind of came from. To my knowledge, I haven't seen anything green on the Family Life Center. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means in my personal experience, I haven't seen it. But Miss Val did ask us, would we look and see if we could find a green brick of some sort. So we tried that. Next slide, please. Again, this is using sort of the orange brick, which would be this color brick here, with a green glazed banding in it. to give you that differential and show you that. Next slide, please, Travis. This is using a light silver gray, using kind of the white brick with a red banding in it. Again, we've got a white field. I personally think that in this particular instance, the brick should be different and a different color so we don't have so much white. You know, I don't want to have the white stucco. I personally would not like to have the white stucco and the white brick. I think it's too much white, and I think you kind of lose the texture of the brick. It would be incredibly subtle and kind of nuanced. But, again, we wanted to show, you know, various color options and give you all a chance to make that determination. Next slide, please. Again, that would be doing this. And see, you see there's very little differential between it. Now, there is a lot, and I've played back in two, you know, architecture, you don't have to be incredibly bold for people to get the idea. And so, again, if you did use the white brick, I'm not saying, you know, it would just be a subtle differential. But from a distance, it's all the whole building's going to look white. When you get up on it, you obviously would see that differential, and it would be sort of a nuanced understanding. No. We're only dealing with the actual physical building itself, Ms. Grove. We're not changing anything on the Holy Family Life building.
No, I'm just saying.
I do. I personally do. But I wanted to show it to you and give you the option. I think it's because we have the white stucco out front, or it could be beige. We could actually match the Holy Family color, which is kind of a taupe color, if we need to. Right now, we're just showing it as a white color. But I know from the more modern style, I know what Ruffin was looking for, and Ruffin was looking for the white for that building to be a white sort of a stucco panel, and that's what we currently show it as. That's why I think the brick should probably be something that stands out. And then the brick plays back, both the texture of the white stucco plays back to the Family Life building, and the brick, maybe not the same color, but the fact that you have brick plays back too. And you'll notice we even have the same symbol at the door that occurs at the Family Life building, where we have the brick, that sort of brick diamond put in at that location. Next slide, please, Travis. And that was it. So I did not know it. You've seen these. I want to give you guys a chance. And Travis had even asked, You know, again, I'm here to answer questions, show you the brick we have. I would like to kind of lock in on one of the palettes so that as we go forward, we can specify that physically in the drawings and move these drawings so we can get it on the street, get it priced for you, and give you an opportunity to start building the building. Was there an option that you all look, you have questions to ask us, or would you go back through them again?
Well, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Regarding the cost, and I know you can't give me exact, but you stated that the blue iron is expensive. It's most expensive.
It's in relationship. It's a higher cost brick than a simpler red brick. Obviously, like anything, the more they're moving, the more the price goes down. The iron side, it's not exorbitantly expensive. It's less, it can be less expensive than the green glazed brick. Yeah, I do know that. But it does cost a little more. And one of the worst things, in my experience, just my personal experience, one of the worst things we can have is have your building bid, priced out, and the first thing the contractor does, I didn't price that. I want a change order for the different color brick. So I'd like to go ahead and specify the brick color that you all want, and then go ahead and run it. And again, it doesn't mean it has to be resolved. Even if we price it, I personally would rather price a higher price brick and back it down and give you a credit than have to come to you on bended knee and say, we need more money. You know, that's just, you know, clients in my experience, my professional experience, clients hate that. And as do I. We pride ourselves in trying to minimize change orders and cost to a client, particularly on a hard bid. I don't see this as a construction management project. I see this. We've got bid documents together to bid the project. They have contract. It's not big enough to put a construction management firm on, personally, I don't think.
All right, so I have a question for my colleagues. You made the comment that right now the body of the building is a white stucco. That's what you're basing it on. Are you all okay with that, or do you want to go with a color that is more compatible to the Holy Family? Is that the route we want to take? Anybody?
I'm a fan of continuing with the majority of the building being the white stucco, just because it helps tie it in. And I know that the goal was not to make it look like a baby Holy Family, but still in the same group.
Yeah, that it looks more modern.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more. That was part of the idea, as I understood it when it was selected, was to kind of make a break. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Was to kind of make a break from the Holy Family. It's still, the Holy Family is a light building. I mean, the actual, it's just not white. Yeah. And I know what Ruffin was trying to do at the time was try to break and go in a more modern direction, which is typically white. Doesn't mean we can't tone it down and if I'm sure all of you have probably renovated your own homes or worked or painted, you'll notice that white is not just white. You know, there's a whole serious variations of white. Some have taupe in them, some have grays in them. If you go to anywhere and look at the samples, it's amazing. Even though somebody might say that the Holy Family, I don't believe it's lighter. It's not a white, but we could even go to a white that's got a little more brown into it, and it even still would be called white. But again, at the same time, I don't see the building as being a true white. I see it as being sort of an off color or an off white.
Okay, Travis, can you go back to 1.1, the first page 4? Okay, so that is the blue iron.
That's the blue iron spot with a gray or a silver banding in it. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
For reference, if you've ever been to the City Hall of Tallahassee, those are blue iron spots. They're sort of a dark, almost a blue, almost kind of a purple color. They're beautiful brick, and they're a beautiful takeoff off of brick. Quite different, and it would be a dramatic contrast between the body of the building, you know. And I personally believe that we should have a contrast. How much of a contrast, that would be up to you all to tell us. But that was our thinking, is that's a very modern sort of style brick for a modern building. So that's why we selected that.
I do too. Can you go to the green sense valve just entered. Val, was there a reason why you wanted to look at a green?
Yeah.
What's the reason? I don't either.
Are those planters?
Yes, ma'am. The reason, we do have planters. Now, the planters will come out as an ad alternate. They're not really, and here's why, the planters in the plaza, please understand me, you're building the building to the grant requirements, and it doesn't include the plaza. Doesn't mean it can't be done if there's money left over. So what we want to do, we want to include the planters, and here's why. And that is, if you'll, Travis, will you kick to the, what you can see along the top, along the canopy, you see those openings? They're scuppers for the roof. We want to include the planters. Yeah. We want the plaza to be the adult. We want to include the planters because they're catching rainwater. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so flat. You know, Ruffin had physically done an internal piping system, and he'd used, for lack of a better word, it's what you see a lot of times for bus shelters at high schools. It wasn't a nice-looking streamline. I mean, again, he was trying to get the concept out there, and they had internal gutters or internal downspouts in the columns. But the problem is it just dumps the water out on a flat spot. I don't want to flood the greenway area. I wanted it to be able to spill into a physical planter and try to retain it to some degree so we're not just spilling. Now, the plaza will have to be treated as an add-all. We'll have the connection to the Holy Family building and the planters as part of the base bid. But the plaza would be add-all, and then if there's money left over, additional money that can be spent for the plaza, we would do that. But I want to contain it because the grant is fairly specific about the building and the connection and the parking that you have to have for the building. And then we want to give you also, we're going to go ahead and detail the plaza out so that there's enough detail in it that if it doesn't get built in this go-round, that you guys can still, if you have opportunities for another grant or something to do the plaza, you can go ahead and get that accomplished. But I think the planters are integral because of the roof water spillways. So that was the lighter brick with a red brick. And of course, we tied the red brick to tie back to the red painted brick on the family, Holy Family Life Building.
The only one
you say you're not a fan?
The only one that really caught my eye was the blue iron.
The blue iron spot is a beautiful brick.
Black.
Well, it doesn't. It it looks darker here because we tried to match the color, but no, the blue iron spot is almost a. No. The blue iron spot is really almost. I hate to say garnet because that's kind of a wash, but it's. Gosh, I wish I had brought. I should have brought a photograph. It's going to be, it'll fall out a little closer to the range of that, yes. The bluer, yeah, it's the bluer. Now, it's not, it's got a little more purple to it. It's a beautiful, beautiful brick. And if it... It is a beautiful brick, and it's a, you know, use it for a modern... A modern building, it's a beautiful brick, you know. I think it's gonna come in more of a kind of a rich purplish blue sort of range. If it would help, we can go down to City Hall and take a picture of it and send it to Bree and have her distribute it to you. But it is a beautiful brick, and then if you did the banding to tie back like the red brick banding in the plaza or the planters or the physical accents that would tie back to the Holy Family Life Building, I mean that was our thinking at the time. Oh, there you go. There you
go. Yeah, I was pulling it up too.
Yeah, if you look to the right, right there, that is the blue iron spot under the oak tree, right there under the oak tree.
It is a deep, sort of a rich blue reddish color. I wish they would have sent it. You can, and those are out front, where the seating was at.
So it looks like a
red. Yeah, where the planters out here also. You can see it over to the right, and then these seating walls right here. That is the blue iron spot. I have learned over time that color varies from different person to person. Particularly my wife. We get in this argument all the time.
Yeah. I like the dark gray.
All right. Uh-huh. Or the browns. Either of those are good, you know?
This is, this is just kind of the difference.
You like that one? That's the iron spot with a silver banding. Okay. All right. Keep going. Travis, would you take us to the other ones? That was sort of the brown brick here with a red accent band. That's the brown, okay. With the red accent band with what we were trying to accomplish there. Again, it's not quite the same color, but it's close.
What about that with the blue iron as the trim?
That brown with a blue banding? We didn't do an example.
I mean, I just had that.
Yeah.
Because what Tallahassee, well, that City Hall look, the brick, and what I'm looking at is not the same.
Uh-huh.
Because this is...
They can't.
This is what I...
Yeah, the blue spot.
Yeah. And that's not a reddish color. It's more of a dark gray with blue tone.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we need to make a...
They didn't send a sample. They sent these samples, but they didn't send that sample. So we tried last week to get them, but because of the holiday, they didn't get it shipped in.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a huge difference.
Yeah. Seeing them in contrast like that, I mean, I can see that, like, that kind of reddish brick and then the blue iron spot kind of seem like they have different undertones, different color families. So I would probably not want to do a red with the blue iron spot. Probably do, like, the light... gray.
Like a gray banding?
Yeah, the gray banding. Which is so ironic because I came into this meeting with that being my least favorite option, and now it is kind of my favorite option now.
Red banding, I think, is supposed to echo back.
That was the idea when we looked at it, was to get something to tie back to give you some sort of a link back. But again, you know, one of the things that was discussed was kind of a total breakaway and go to a new modern look and breaking away a little bit from that Holy Family when we selected the modern view. I'm not saying that at the time, and Ruffin's view that Ruffin put forward had the red brick on that aspect of the building specifically to kind of tie back to that old building.
So can we select an option one and an option two? So at least that'll
be... By all means. If you would let me know, and we can even, if you want us to come back again, we'll be happy to do so, or meet with you individually. You tell us if you want to push it off to the next meeting or meet with you independently so we don't violate sunshine. I understand the sunshine rules that you all are based with, too. So we could happily get them to you and force the manufacturer to say, again, part of it was they didn't send them, and then it was the holiday, and, you know, they may still be coming, too.
So I think that we can pick an option one and an option two contingent upon receiving the actual color.
Colors?
That would save some time.
Okay.
You okay with that? Is everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. The, go ahead, Commissioner.
Yeah. If you back, will you back it up? Try, yeah. That was the iron. Yeah. The blue iron spot.
Out of blue. Yeah. So what say
I like
you?
I would think that would be.
You like that color choice? Okay.
So that's the blue
iron spot
with the light color
banding.
1.2.
1.2, and this you want this as option one?
Yeah.
We would change that. It was, and we would match. We would match whatever the banding is. You know.
Oh, like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you like the red cap on top of the planter?
Yeah, okay. I do too. I thought that was what we were.
That's fine. That's fine. We can do that. I mean, you've got that going on. We can certainly do that. I have no problem doing
that. I would definitely stop right there. Where that white is, I wouldn't put that.
So are we, the consensus is to go with 1.1, the look, option one. 1.1.
Okay.
I think
okay.
Right.
Okay. We need to get on that. You know, I'll go to, if I have to, I'll go to South Georgia Brick and get it.
If it looks really, really blue.
Yeah.
We're not seeing it.
Blue, yeah.
We're reading it as
yeah, yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
It's
okay. All right. Let's take this as option one, and let me
option two.
And let's find option two. What you prefer to see is option two. That is kind of the brown, a darker brown. It's this darker brown
with the red band there.
Very balanced with Holy Family.
Go back one, Travis, please. Option two. Keep going.
You like that one? Okay.
With the caveat, I mean, that's the brown.
That is
the brown.
Those are the two bricks.
Those are the two bricks right there.
That's the field, and that would be the banding.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit lighter than the actual image, but that's the idea behind it.
Any other comments or questions regarding the brick?
That was the light gray, and then we had the orange.
Okay, so that's the light gray with those two right there in that chair?
And my only concern with this one with regard to the white is that you wind up with so much light color. And then if you decide to change, my problem is right now for the first few years it might be fine. But if you decide to change the color scheme on Holy Family and then all of a sudden change the color scheme here, does the white brick really stand out or step away from it or those types of things? That's why I like to see the contrast of the brickwork. I like to see it be a different color, not necessarily a painted color, but I like to see it stand. And be that way, if you change the field of the rest of the building, that brick remains untouched, but it's still there. And gives that. For me, you know, it's your building. I've spent a lifetime doing this, but it's your building, so we will do what you all want us to do.
That's the consensus?
So we had options. What were option one was? Brown with the red banding.
Option one has the caveat of seeing the brick first.
Yes, okay. Yes. And we'll try to get the two brick manufacturers in town to get sample boards for us too, and make certain the manufacturer try to skirt the manufacturers. What I would like to do is, if we can get it, and again, I don't know that I'd like to postpone to another month, but again, if that's what you all wish, we will do it. It maybe come over and meet with you individually somehow, so we're not impacting the sunshine law.
Can get it to Bree, and she.
I can get that. That's right. I get it to Bree,
and
let Bree
just reach out to each one of us.
There you go. Yeah. And then that way, you know, rather than lose, I'd prefer not to push it out another month. I'd like to try to get it resolved if we can before Christmas here, and I know we got a very short window.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Part of our issue is to try to get colors projected into the computer and try to get them as close as we possibly can. So I mean, there's a technology issue going on too, you know. So with that, that's why I like to have the. It's always nice to touch stuff. It really is. The color board, you saw the color board the last time. Those are the interior colors of the museum, the tile patterns and. Those types of things. We didn't bring some of the other stuff, but those are. It's always nice to have that, you know, be able to touch stuff.
So I think we have what you need.
Thank you very much for your time.
Are there any other questions or comments for Brett at this point? If not, may I have a motion to adjourn this workshop?
I so move.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott and a second by Commissioner Grove. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.